The Cleveland Browns are taking over the air for their first ever Radiothon starting September 9th. They'll be accepting bids for one-of-a-kind experiences you can only get from the Cleveland Browns. All proceeds go to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Online bidding is open now on clevelandbrowns.com.
You know, it is with all 32 teams, the roster is actually, you know, pretty fluid still at this point. So, you know, we went out and had practice today and, you know, practice with the guys that are out here, but you never know how it's going to shake out. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I mean, it was good while he was here. I think, you know, like I said, just like it is with the other 31 teams, you know, the rosters are fluid and it's a business decision. So, you know, for me, he was useful when he was here because it wasn't a guy that I could talk to who's played in the system. So you never know how things are going to work out, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's awesome. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is now you really get to focus on your opponent. You focus on, you know, you zero in on the things that you need to do to win. And, you know, it's great. Obviously, just like everybody else, we get a few extra days to prepare. So it's good to get back out here. And, you know, like I said, for the most part, the roster's set, so you know who you're going to be playing with. But it's good to get back out and start, you know, practicing with a real purpose in mind. Well, I mean, you know, for a long time, not only here, but, you know, when I was in New England, it seemed like we played him every year. Obviously, I was here last year. You know, I was there for a few weeks, so I ran a scout team against, you know, their defense. I don't know how much I can recall from that, but I think, you know, I've been familiar with Pittsburgh ever since I've been in the league just because, like I mentioned, when I was in New England, I think we played him almost every year I was there. And then last year, you know, I was hurt, but I was still coming in and watching film knowing that, you know, I'd be back again this year, and you get a feel for, you know, how they are defensively. And really, I think, you know, if you watch them, you know exactly what you're going to get. They're going to be solid. The guys are going to be in the right place. You know, they have some schemes where you really have to be ready for them or else they're going to get you. So, you know, we know what we're going to face, and we have to be at our best to be able to beat these guys. I think it's always evolving. I mean, you're always going to keep continuing to learn and to improve and learn the little nuances of an offense. And I think with every year, things become, you know, more repetitive and easier to go through. But it's always a work in progress. And I think if you don't, you know, if you say after, you know, 6 weeks or one season, I've learned the offense and that's it, we're going to stay where we're at, I think you'll always limit yourself. So I think, you know, as long as I'm playing this offense, we're always going to try to evolve and try to get better. And I think that's the only way you can approach it. No, not to me at all. I have a confidence in all of those guys. I think you guys could see, was it Thursday night, Gabriel got out there, got a few passes to Hawkins. I mean, those guys, you know, what they lack in height, they make up for in quickness and able to, you know, get open in man coverage. So, like I said, I have confidence in all four of those guys, and I actually played with LaRon. He was in Arizona. We kind of crossed paths there, so I have a familiarity with him too. So it'll be good to get him here and get to working with him. But like I said, what those guys lack in stature, they make up with in heart and smartness, toughness, those types of things, and I'll take that over physical attributes any day. I think that, you know, we did some good things during the preseason, and, you know, to cap it off with, you know, I know it was just one drive, but to come out of that game, watch the film, and realize even as good of a drive that it was, it could have been better. And when you realize that all you can go is, you know, is up, and we did some good things, I think, you know, we're in position to get better week after week.